This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Security in Moscow has been stepped up ahead of today's scheduled funeral service and burial for Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died last month at the age of 47. Moscow says Navalny died suddenly of natural causes at an Arctic penal colony where he was being held. Russia denies accusations made by Navalny's supporters that he was murdered. Moscow says police will crack down on any protesters. Voting is underway in Iran, where parliamentary elections are being held for the first time since mass protests in 2022. Those demonstrations were sparked by the death of a young woman in police custody who was being held for allegedly wearing a headscarf improperly. Iranian law makes them mandatory. Voter turnout in the capital, Tehran, has been low thus far. Congress has approved a short-term spending bill that averts a partial shutdown of the federal government. The Senate passed the measure yesterday, 77-13, after it cleared the House earlier in the day. The bill funds some federal agencies through March 8th and others through March 22nd. NPR's Eric McDaniel says the House and Senate are expected to take up longer-term spending proposals next week.
As part of the deal that allowed this temporary funding extension to go forward, both the House and the Senate will move to pass 6 of the 12 annual spending bills next week. Congress is now 5 months late using its power of the purse. The federal budget year runs from October 1st through the end of September.
That's NPR's Eric McDaniel. President Biden and former President Donald Trump were critical of each other yesterday when they visited Texas separately to focus on immigration and security at the U.S. southern border. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
Biden was in Brownsville while Trump was just a few hundred miles away in Eagle Pass. Biden called for Congress to revive a bipartisan plan that would tighten asylum rules. He blamed House Republicans and Trump for putting politics ahead of the country and blocking the measure.
You know, and I know, it's the toughest, most efficient, most effective border security bill this country has ever seen.
Trump was joined by the Texas governor in Eagle Pass, and he painted an apocalyptic picture of the border problems. He accused Biden of trying to deflect responsibility. Trump criticized Biden for dismantling border policies that he implemented as president and said that's why there is a problem on the border. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Crews in Texas are now battling the largest wildfire in state history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire merged with another fire yesterday and has blackened more than 1,700 square miles. Officials say containment is in the single digits. This is NPR News from Washington. Blizzard warnings are posted in the mountains of Northern California and eastern Nevada. The National Weather Service says a powerful Pacific storm could dump up to 10 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada by the weekend. At least one ski resort in Lake Tahoe has shut down. Snow began falling in the region yesterday. Blizzard warnings are in effect through at least Sunday morning. Backcountry avalanche warnings are also posted. The snow is expected to shut down some major highways as well. Washington State may soon require health warnings for concentrated versions of marijuana. Here's NPR's Martin Costi.
Since Washington State legalized recreational cannabis a decade ago, doctors have raised the alarm about concentrates, pastes and oils with THC higher than the plant itself. Concentrates have been linked to addiction, psychosis, and even schizophrenia, particularly in young adults. The legislature has now voted to require cannabis stores to post warnings about the risks. The bill's sponsor is State Representative Lauren Davis.
I analogize it to those pictures of a pregnant woman in every bathroom with a glass of wine, right? So that people can inform their consumer behavior accordingly.
Davis tried to raise the minimum age to buy concentrates to 25, but the state's cannabis industry warned against backsliding into prohibition, and that measure failed. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Wall Street is coming off a positive day for stocks. The Dow added 47 points, the S&P 500 gained 26, and the Nasdaq added 144. Wall Street futures are mostly higher this morning. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.